Your topic this time around is really, they're always interesting, but this one is three key relationships that businesses, small businesses, forget.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm really curious.
This actually came up in a meeting I was at yesterday afternoon, and there were a couple of bankers, lenders in the meeting, and they were talking about how, you know, business owners forget that they really need to have a relationship with their banker. So that's the first key relationship, is to have a relationship with your banker or your lender, whoever that is. So I'll give you a story as an example. It's like kind of a comparison. It's two stories, really. So one is a lady came into my office and she wanted to purchase a business that was for sale. And so I asked her, you know, we went through the normal questions that I usually go through with someone purchasing a business. And then I said, okay, well, great. And so when we got to the point to where it's like, okay, who's your lender? She told me. And I was like, okay, great. And she knew exactly who it was, who to talk to at her bank. And so this is someone who wasn't in business yet, right? So they weren't a business owner yet, but they wanted to be, but they already had that relationship with their lender. And so when they were ready, after they, you know, we worked with them to get their business plan and everything together, once they were ready to actually approach their lender, everything was in order. Their lender knew them, and they wrote a letter, a pre-approval letter right there for them for their loan. So that made everything move along so much quicker. Versus another person that comes into my office, these are real stories. Now they're wanting to do a startup. And so we go through the normal process of that. And when we get to the point where it's like, all right, so who, you know, they're like, well, who should I approach? And I'm like, well, who do you, you know, where do you bank? And they told me, and I was like, okay, well, so who's your lender there? And they're like, and I'm like, well, who do you know there in the bank? And they're like, well, I know the teller. And I'm like, and I was like, okay. Well, so, you know, we figure out ways to overcome that, of course. But then when they go in, they have to establish a relationship. And so instead of getting the, oh yeah, how you doing? I know you, let's move forward. You know, that's not there. It's just not there. And so you don't automatically, you know, get that pre-approval letter. Not that you would just because you have a relationship, but it helps, you know. So that's the why behind building the relationship with your lender. If you have that relationship already, then you are just like an extra step ahead, you know, and it really, really helps. Think of it like if it was a client, it helps you get your foot in the door, right? It helps you to, and they know you, you build that trust with them in advance. And then when you go to ask for something, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. So all of that, I mean, it's like fear of the unknown is probably one of the strongest negative forces we have mm-hmm. in our lives. And I can see where that would apply in a case like this. If you're a banker and you're responsible for the safe and productive use of the money entrusted to you as a banker,
mm-hmm.
You'd be very careful with that.
Absolutely.
And if you had a big unknown about the person who was in front of you, you might be a little hesitant about how you use the money.
Yeah, absolutely. And so with that in mind, there are some steps that people can take to actually build that relationship with the banker, because that's what a lot of people don't really know. They're like, well, what am I supposed to just walk into the bank and ask them to go to lunch or something? Like, you know, how do you build a relationship with a banker? It's not something that is intuitive, I don't think. And so there are some things that you can do to build that relationship. And I would say, whether you're a small business or you're just an individual, I would still recommend that you build that relationship with your banker, because, you know, there's other things. Even as an individual who doesn't have a business, you may need your banker at some point in the future for some type of mortgage or car loan or other things that pop up. And so you want to have that relationship.
So would it count as a relationship, Rebecca, if I banked at that bank for a long time and it was all, let's say it's not even business banking, it's checking and saving.
Sure.
So I have a track record at the bank. I use their online bill pay and all that, and I pay, direct deposit and direct withdrawals for bills. Does that kind of track record count as building a relationship?
So it's one of the steps in building the relationship is to build a track record. So already banking at that facility and having a good track record, where you're responsible for your funds, you're not bouncing checks regularly and things like that. That is definitely one of the steps of how to build that relationship is to build a positive track record. But there are some other steps that are much more important to building the relationship with like a couple of key individuals so that, again, when it's time to have an ask, you know who to go to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in terms of building that relationship, it's not like sending Christmas cards. It's not. there's more to it than that.
There is.
Obviously.
There is. So there's some steps that people can take. And so that's what I was going to share today. And most of these steps can be done for the second and third key relationships that we'll talk about too. But we're going to spend most of the time on the banking relationship. So the first one is to communicate regularly with your banker. So find out, when you walk into the bank, find out who it is that, does loans and stuff like that. And just introduce yourself. It's very simple. You just are like, hey, I banked here a long time. I see you in your office. I didn't know, just wanted to say hello and introduce myself. It's very simple, right? Mm-hmm. You start simple. That's it. And then once you've, done that, then you can start, making an effort to say hello when you go into the bank. And so all these require that you do come into the bank. I know in today's world, we have convenience with banking, and that's fantastic. I utilize that all the time myself. I take a picture of my check and I deposit it that way. I don't even take it in, right?
Right.
But in order to have that relationship, though, you're going to have to get out of your car and go inside, once a month or so in order to start to build that relationship. And so just, once you've started that relationship with that individual in the bank, then you can just communicate like regularly on a quarterly basis. Just make sure that you're keeping in touch with that individual. And you mentioned Christmas cards. You can send them a Christmas card, or a birthday card if you happen to know that information. That won't hurt anything. But you're going to want to treat them like they're a VIP client. And, you don't want to just be the person who comes in when you need something. You want to actually build a relationship. So that's one of the things, is just to start the communication up. Once you've done that, then you can move beyond small talk and talk about valuable things for your business. Okay, so that's when you start introducing them to I own so-and-so company and, we've been doing this and, tell them all the positive things that are going on. And so that way it's not just chit-chat like how's the weather. It is directly related to your business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So move beyond the small talk and then share your goals with them. Tell them what you want to do, where you want to be a year from now, 5 years from now, what your aspirations are for your business. And when you do that, you can ask them for their input. So you should consider them a strategic partner in the growth of your company. Because, at some point, in order to grow, people generally need, financing or a line of credit or something, or just general merchant services. But any, and maybe if you get big enough, like investment, I'm tongue-tied today, like investment information, on how to invest your funds. But share those goals with them and then ask for their input.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where you start to build that trust, where you're asking for their input, and you may or may not do whatever suggestions they offer, but that's what they're there for, you know, is to give information too. And then give them a tour. Invite them to come out and see your business. So, you know, you start with the small talk, right? And just, hello, I want to introduce myself. And then you build up to, hey, let's talk about my company, and then tell them information about it. And then you build up to, you know, sharing your goals, then asking for their input. And then, hey, you know, do you want to come out and I'll give you a tour of the place? And so, yes, you know. I don't know a banker out there that would say no to that. Because on the banking side, if you've ever looked at the business cards of a banker, many of them say, like, relationship on there. Like, that's part of it. You know, relationship. Oh, I can't think of a single one now. I really am blocked today. But a business banking relationship person or something. But they have those words actually in their titles now, because the goal is to build those relationships so that when you need something, the banker is able to give that to you.
And that's a really good point, I think, also for people to keep in mind, is that this is not just a one-sided thing where it's your responsibility as the business owner to cultivate a relationship with the banker. Bankers are oftentimes, it sounds like, sort of looking for ways to cultivate relationships with the business community. So it does work both ways.
Yeah, it does. I mean, that's why it's part of some of their titles, is because they are supposed to develop those relationships with businesses within their communities so that, you know, they can meet their goals too. Mm-hmm. So it's a win-win for both sides. But if you are proactive in making the effort to introduce yourself and stuff first, that, you know, opens the door. So.
Yep. Okay, so that's on the banking side. That's the first of these three key relationships you
yes.
were talking about.
Yes.
Probably the one that maybe we think of most.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the others? What's number two?
So number two is building a relationship with your city council member or city council rep, or depending on where you're at, it could be an alderman wherever your business is located, whoever that local representative is, that's who you want to build a relationship with. And that's a lot easier, really, than building the relationship with your banker, because, you know, you can send emails, you can make phone calls, you can write them, you know. But the important part is that you're communicating what your views or values are, because a lot of the things that they talk about at city councils or whoever it is, it relates directly to your business. It's going to affect your business. If they're going to consider increasing, you know, taxes of some sort, or if they're going to maybe pave a road or maybe not pave a road, or, I mean, there's all kinds of things that will directly affect your business. And so you need to be aware of what those things are. And if you have that relationship with your particular city council member, then, you know, if they hear from you regularly, they may actually start to ask for your input. So, and it helps them to know what their constituents want and how it will affect them, so that they can better represent their constituents.
Yeah, this is another one of those situations where you're talking about a mutually beneficial
yes.
relationship. So if you step out and try to establish this relationship mm-hmm. with a member of the city council, it's not going to be difficult for you to do.
No, it's fairly straightforward. And
they'll be cooperative.
They will. They will be cooperative because you vote for them. you vote them in or you vote them out, right?
Right.
So yeah, but it's very, very important because, you know, most of the things they talk about are going to affect you one way or another, either at a personal level or at your business level. But either way, that makes it extremely important that they know who you are and what you value.
Our guest is Rebecca Labina of the Northwest Missouri State University Small Business Development Center. The office from which Rebecca works most of the time is in the Chamber of Commerce building.
That's right.
And you also have an office, I think, in Gladstone, right?
Yes, I do. I do.
And that's with
with Northwest Missouri State University, their Kansas City extension.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just want to make sure I got that right, and I didn't have it in at the tip of my tongue, so thank you. So we've been talking about the three key relationships that small businesses sometimes forget. And the first one was the banker or lender, who you're going to need at some point or another, a member of the city council or a representative of city government who can keep you in touch with things that are happening in the community, maybe even changes in building codes and things like that that might be important to you and your business.
That's right.
So a lot of different ways that could work for you. What's the third relationship, key relationship?
So the third one is similar to the second one because it is for your, at the state level, your state representative and your state senator. So you need to know who they are and again, try to build some type of relationship with whether it is them or a representative, you know, of in their office. But to build that relationship with them, again, for the same reasons as the city council members, building that relationship because they're going to make decisions that are going to affect you as a business owner or as an individual. And so, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, read all of the new laws that are proposed and everything like that. But what it does mean is that, you know, they have lists that you can get on that are of your interest. So if you're interested in things that affect small business, there's like a little box you can check and say, send me information about small business stuff. And then you'll only receive that information or, you know, information on taxes or whatever the case may be. But building that relationship with them allows you to have that, again, have that relationship in place so that should you need to call upon them for some reason, you can. And this actually has been really, really beneficial recently with the economic injury disaster loan, the EIDL that's out there. There have been people that, you know, it's worked fine and they've gotten it within a couple of months of applying and everything is good. But there are others out there, many others, who have had a lot of issues with actually getting through the application process, like 6 to 9 months later, still not through that process. They're just having trouble. And it keeps getting stalled and then they don't hear anything for like a month. And then they're like, ah, we need your taxes again. And it's like, this is the third time I've given you my tax return, you know, and it's not anybody's fault, really. It's just a, you know, with everything that they threw together at the last minute to help people, they had to hire a bunch of contractors to help out at the SBA. And so it is what it is. But what I have found is that for those individuals that have had a lot of trouble, I have suggested, why don't you call, you know, your senator and see if they can help push this along, or even your congressman. And that has been helpful. In every single case, it has helped move it at least to the next step, if not go ahead and push it all the way through. Because that's what they're there for. You know, they're there to help you when you kind of don't know where else to turn to. And a lot of people don't think about representatives and senators as someone that's there to assist you in the civil way. They think they're just there to make laws and stuff, you know.
It's called constituent services.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in office at that level has someone or maybe more than one someone whose job it is to handle constituent services.
Mm-hmm.
So it is important, and they look for ways to do that because the more people they help, the more votes they're going to get the next time around.
Well, exactly. People remember that, but sure. A lot of people don't realize that they can reach out for that assistance. And so that's why it's on the list of the things that small businesses forget. You know, build that relationship all the way from your banker to your city council member to your state reps and senators.
Mm-hmm. So there are just so many things that people in small business have got to keep track of, things to keep on top of. And I think there might be a tendency, especially in a very small business where one person is doing an awful lot of different things. And the day might seem awfully long. and here's one more thing, and then there's one more thing on my checkbox. But I think people in small business know how hard they have to work to keep things going, and maybe one more thing might turn out to be something that's really pretty important.
Yeah, absolutely. And they can build it into their day or their week or their month or whatever that is. But like with the banking relationship, if your company, you know, utilizes like ACH or merchant services, you know, going into your bank at some point, you know, you need to go in there anyway and do something. And so you just, you want to make the effort to go inside and build that relationship with a couple of key individuals. Or like if you have deposits from cash that you take in, you know, every night or something, or someone takes in every night, maybe once a month that owner takes that in, you know, and that's when they go ahead and start to build that relationship.
Mm-hmm. And look for the person who is the one you need to contact.
That's right. That's right.
It may not be the teller, and there's nothing wrong with talking with the teller.
Oh, no, no. But the teller can tell you, exactly. You know, exactly who you need to speak with. Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
Yep. Well, Rebecca, that's helpful. Thank you very much for going into all that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so three key relationships small businesses forget: banker, city council member, state representative, or state senator, or both. So
yes,
good to know. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you, Barry.